That's us, and I'm Chris Berrow. Now it's 11 o'clock, time for this week's Music Planet, and it's presented by Lopa Qatari.
Are you ready to dance?
Mena muovite, mena muovite, pie pie pie, vieni seguo da noi, balla come sai.
Na nena, come lo picchi il mondo va, e ci non lo sai ballare, di sapito se ne va.
Da noi balla come sai.
None, 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 non stare solo none. Ma vieni seco da noi, li vedi la sta di ballare. Mia, 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 la capo, dopo qui da mia. O di mulete, paro con dico, la nostra malattia. Nella, 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 quando li pari bella. Da come te muovi, che ne te facile da capo mia. Nanni, na, come lo vedi il mondo va. Ci non lo sa ballare, di sapito se ne va.
Sotto balla, canta, cano, una pelire, danza. Già, si c'ha la danza, già, si c'ha la danza.
Canzoniere Cracanico Salentino, a highlight from one of the first acts on the open air stage on Friday, and probably the highlight of many of this year's festival goers. I'm Lopa Qatari, this is Music Planet, bringing you highlights from WOMAD 2019 that took place last weekend. On the menu tonight, we've got music from Salif Keita, who was the legendary headliner on the open air stage on the Saturday night. San Salvador, fantastic a cappella band from France. Our classic artists, well, we pay tribute to Mose Fanfan from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And we've even managed to squeeze in a trip to Mali. And along the weekend, we also bumped into a handful of artists. Maria Mortensen, a lovely Sami singer from Norway. And Tadum, beatbox, hip-hop rappers from India. And also this guy, Emmanuel Jal, who is here with his sister, Nyawak, both of whom had not only lost touch with each other, but feared that the other one had died in the aftermath of escaping the civil war in Sudan all those years ago. Well, reunited, they have poured everything into their music.
Oh.
Sunday start a party.
Ain't gonna work.
Watch me now rocking.
Ain't gonna stop.
Going spiritual now.
Rocking my lungs.
Sunday start a party.
Ain't gonna work.
Watch me now rocking.
Ain't gonna stop.
Going spiritual now.
Rocking my lungs.
Ha. Hey. Chaka ben we rock we kill the party. Chaka ben the door.
Nami ben kayor. Nada me at all.
We roll with a beat with everybody. Chaka benga door,
wanna benga yor, nara me a toy.
Chaka ben we rock, we kill the party.
Chaka benga door, wanna benga yor, nara me a toy.
Ha, hey. Chaka ben we rock, we kill the party.
Chaka benga door, wanna benga yor, nara me a toy.
Chaka ben we rock, we kill the party.
Chaka benga door.
You know, I'd been wondering about what had happened to Emmanuel Jal, who blasted into our consciousness quite a few years ago with his album Gua and the song War Child. Well, fast forward quite a few years, and he's got a new album out, Nath. It's his debut album with his talented sister, Nyawak. Emmanuel, how long was it that the two of you were separated? Because, I mean, did you know that Nyawak was still alive, or where she was when you left Sudan?
There was no communications during those days, like that you would know what's happening, because there was no mobile phone, there was no emails. So until 1998-97, that's when like there was assurance, now they know I'm alive, and then we can begin to track each other.
Because Nyawak, Emmanuel was in Canada, right? And you were in Kenya?
Yeah, in Rafaji. I was so happy to see my brother because my brother left me, it's like, I think I was 4 or 5. And then the time when I was hearing people are talking about his name because of music, talking about him, that's the time I realized that he was alive, because I thought that he was already died, like my mom. So and then I decided to run to Khartoum, to work like a housemate so that I can get connect, because I don't have a phone where to get him, until I managed to go to Ethiopia. And I was asking his friend, he know him very well, and then he took the pictures. So he told me, this, do you know this person? I said, no, who's this? Then he told me, this is the person that you are looking for, this is your brother. I said, oh, please give me that picture. And then we were just joking, he just gave me, because I want to go to Kenya to go and get him.
So what was that first meeting like, Emmanuel?
It was weird and emotional and great at the same time.
Emmanuel's story, many people now know. He has used his music to share his sorrows, his hardships, and the way he's survived all of that. Was music a natural way for the two of you to work together, to get to know each other again, to say what you had to say to the world?
Well, music is where we're able to find heaven and have that moment where you get lost. When we're on the stage and we're performing and we're dancing to any sound of music, it's a form of meditation. So all the stress that are leaving, that are trying to capture you, they're gone. And so you just engage in that moment. And so on, there are different type of music. So, and we connected in the music. For her, it brought a new meaning to her life. She has her own experience, her own journey, her own story in the war. and I had mine.
Well, both of you, I mean, the album is fantastic. What does the future hold for the two of you?
Well, for me, my vision is clear, is to share my experiences for social emotional learning to create conscious global awakening, and that is through the arts, business and philanthropy. But with my sister, she's going to be a career artist. She just want to do music for the rest of her life.
So, Niawak, are you going to do a solo album now?
Yes, I'm going to do my own, yes.
Yeah.
I'm willing, yes, because I'm fighting for women's rights and children. Because in South Sudan, there's no women's rights. You know, women, they get raped. Nobody's helping them. Also, they have a lot of things to do, you know, like not giving birth, doing abortion. And also, yeah, there's a lot of things that women need to be helped. And this is the time that I want to share the idea with them. How can we handle this problem? How can we overcome the problem? Yeah.
Well, it's been lovely to talk to you. Great to catch up with you too, Emmanuel. It's been way too long.
Thank you.
And it gives me such great joy to see you here with your sister.
Really. Thank you so much, Lupa.
Rahama and the music of Siblings Reunited. Emmanuel Jal with his sister Nyawak, who played on the Charlie Gillett stage on Saturday night here at WOMAD. And so to the headliner on the open air stage that very same evening, the legend that is Salif Keita. And I had the honour of introducing this great man onto the stage. This man, for me, it's a very personal thing, because his was the first world music gig I ever went to about 30-odd years ago. And his music, his voice, it just changed the way I love and appreciate music. He is the golden voice of Africa. He's been in the business 50 years. This year, he celebrates his 70th birthday. And he's got a new album out, An Autre Blanc, which I have to say is absolutely fantastic. But the rumor is that this tour, the 50-70 tour, is going to be his last tour. So tonight, this weekend, is this Salif Keita's farewell gig to us at WOMAD? I hope not. And if that is what's in his mind, I think if we show him the joy and the love that we have, we can change his mind. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think? Yeah. Yeah. So please, give it up for Salif Keita.
Suruku ma bale mamma soluso, suruku ma bale kakeluso.
The Golden Voice of Africa, Mali's Salif Keita and Bemba. Don't worry, we've got more from Salif still to come on the programme tonight. But whilst we're in Mali, let's head off on a road trip. Our guide tonight is music producer Paul Chandler in Bamako.
Hi there, I'm Paul Chandler, and this is my Music Planet road trip from Bamako, Mali. What we're listening to now is the Ballet of Wassalou. This is a federation of artists from various villages in the region of Wassalou. Wassalou is a cultural zone, broadly defined by Bambara and Malinke-speaking Pul Ufulani people. This music has been made famous by artists like Umu Sangre and Fatoumata Jawara. We started with a mass dance called the Sigi, or Wild Buffalo, sung by Dusu Balo and Tusina Yoko, with Taka Sidibe on djembe. What you're hearing now is traditional hunter's music. And we'll be finishing this first sequence with a vocal and Kamalingoni duet featuring Dusu Balo and Aruna Samake on Kamalingoni. Aruna played for years with Salif Keita and has recently released his first solo album called Kamale Blues. The next two songs I have for you are from a new group called Kosaba. Kosaba's sound is heavy and features an electric Kamalingoni. The group also features bobo balafone and percussion and jellingoni. It's a hybrid music from Mali and Burkina Faso with a modern edge. This set was recorded at Blues Faso, Rokia Traore's nightclub, which is located in her sprawling art center, also the home of Foundation Passerelle. Later on, you'll hear Rokia Traore praised in a song by the group and then invited on stage where she adds her vocals to the group's groove.
Hello, I'm Rokia Traore, musician from Mali. We are in Bamako, in Misabugu, which is a new area where we have the very new third bridge, which makes the area really interesting and one of the new ones of the city. We have all the spaces of the Passerelle Foundation, and there are different places inside the foundation where we try to support arts and culture in general. We have the Codon Garden, we have the small theater Blues Faso, and the dance studio Zani Djabate, basically, which are the three spaces where we work with artists.
Ya fade don na yele yele wokiya mi guru mre ka do fanye doni
eh komai ju jong ndong e jondi lavandola.
Music is much more than something to listen and find nice or not. It's about what the lyrics are about. They can be about the history. They can also be about what the correct behavior must be for people. So it's been used for education also, and for the integration in some cultures where there's different ethnic groups all living together. What we say in music and what we can learn about the other people in music in our societies is really important.
Rokia Traore performing live at her nightclub Blues Faso. And welcome, if you've just joined us, to this Music Planet road trip from Bamako, Mali, with me, Paul Chandler. Moving on, this third set of songs is by Umu Jara, an upcoming female artist who sings in the music style known as Bamana Foli, and is popular in the Bamako bars called Makis. The singing style is similar to another Malian artist, Rokia Kone, who sings with the Amazons de Afrique.
Thank you.
and from Umujara to Umar Konate. He's a Bamako artist with roots in Gao, one of the northern regions of Mali. Konate's music is eclectic, but it's rooted in the Songhai music tradition, which includes artists like Vie Fracature and Songhai Blues. Konate's interpretation is heavy, influenced by rock guitarists like Jimi Hendrix. In a country that produces some of the best guitarists in the world, Konate is definitely up there at the top. Getting towards the end of this Music Planet road trip from Bamako. I just have time to play some music from kora player Madu Diabate's orchestra. Madu is the lesser known but equally talented brother of Tumani Diabate and has one of the hottest groups in Africa. His group features his wife Safi Diabate on vocals as well as Musa Diabate. The band is deep in vocal talent. I hope you've enjoyed this whistle-stop tour of the amazing music scene here in Mali's capital. I'm going to leave you with the song from Sheikh Tijan's Sex Festival. This is an improvised song called Mali, and it comes from the Latin jazz collective Tambori.
Thanks to Paul Chandler for that road trip to Mali. Well, we're here at WOMAD 2019 in Wiltshire, where we have a world at our fingertips. We've wandered down and found a little space behind the Songlines tent where, just like everywhere else in this festival, there's little bits of music just popping up out of the beautiful green grass. And whilst we've got a lovely bit of sort of Peruvian music going on in the background, I'm actually taking you to Norway right now, because sitting with me is one of the most extraordinary voices I've heard in a very long time. Her name is Maria Mortensen. She is a Sami singer. I first heard her when I went to Førde Festival, and I cannot tell you, Maria, how delighted I am that you are here at WOMAD.
Oh, I'm very delighted as well.
Have you done this kind of festival before? Is this your first experience of, you know?
Well, in such scale, it's a huge festival to be at WOMAD. It's a lot of people. And in Norway, we have all these small summer festivals. It can be also bigger, but it's normally very cozy. But this is a real festival.
Tell us a little bit about your story, because the music you sing is southern. It's the southern part of Samiland.
Yeah.
And it's very different. I guess that if people have heard any Sami music, it's probably Mari Boina who comes up as the first. But you come from a very different discipline of Sami music, a very different style.
Yeah, well, I think the philosophy of Joik is the same all over Sápmi. And it's a way of using your voice that's totally different from person to person, because we have different anatomy and it makes our voice different. But the way of forming the sound in the mouth and the way that you don't sing about a person, but you yoik a person. You take the essence, the identity of a person, and that's the melody. It's a very fine way of doing music, where you don't do music about things. You are what you do in the moment. And that's what Mari do, that's what I do, and that's what all yoikers do. But the way we're singing, it's maybe a little bit different of the syllables we use and the language we use, but it's also a lot in common.
Am I right in saying that you were studying the Sami language you came across a song and then you took it back home or something and you sang it to your grandmother and she said, yeah, that's my song. Is that right? Something like that?
Yeah, almost. So because I was studying Joik, there's a little course that you can have at university, and then I found this from the Umesam area, which is from, and she said, yes, I know this person because it's a relative of mine, which means that I actually did have Joik in my family, but I wasn't aware of it before I got the chance to do archive research.
Maria, will you sing a little bit of it for us?
Yeah, it's... Nokcha, it means the swan's yoik. It's a very, you just listen to yourself. Nokcha,
I'm afraid you've been kicked out by some mighty trumpeting going on in the background. And well, that's what it's like at WOMAD. You know, we're all fighting for a little piece of musical action.
How you feeling, WOMAD? Start home project. Make some noise one time. This is Start Home Project.
Yay!
Lakshya thaam, likh kal ka pagam. Abhi ka samay bhavishya ka naam. Sangharsh deta, mehnati ko daam. Sapalta ka roop, vakt ko de kaam. Jalm ko mile sahi anjaam. Prerna karegi tera intizam. Bechen man ko de vishram. Jaise surya urja shant karti. Sham dhyan deti na kaamyaab. Ban jaye manzil ki wo chaabi. Raaz aage ke khule sabhi. Ye samjhe jo bane uski chhavi. Zindagi chua kar din bane taash. समझा तो तेरा सर्वनाश सपनों का कर्म कर ले आज वरना बनेगा जिंदा लाश तक दू तक दो
வெற்றி வரும் தானாய் அபத்து வரும் வெற்று முயராமல் போனால் நீ பிறந்ததே dum ta 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 dum ta 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 dum 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 ta ta dum dum ta ta dum dum ta ta dum dum ta 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 dum ta 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 dum ta 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 dum ta dum ta ta dum ta 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 dum ta 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 dum ta 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 dum ta 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 laro musibat ko mando sare ko ko koi bhi chhodo na hoga laro musibat ko mando sare ko ko koi bhi chhodo na hoga.
Yo, woman, this is MC Lord Ford. Put your hands up one time in the air. Yo,
Ford.
Hai tujh mein bukti,
sun tu khud ki.
Pa man ke vichara se bukti, tu bana ra ziddi, ye jungle yuk ki.
Safalta sarana maldi,
aya logo kapti, sab jine karo bharoso. Divas mein na bharoso, karo mehnat na harso. Musibate gaad do, uljhane ukaad do. Ya suljhav ke bane chaad. Wo kitab ho, se lo tum kya pad atma anubhav banave mahaan. Jo taro dimaag, phad ke kai de shaan. Aave daan samaj, adate daan, daate hai baan hame. Fuzul kaido se, na kuch faido ke, hum bane psycho hai. Na dar kisi se, rehna, lade na maan o haar, ladte huwe. Takita takita dhimi.
Tadum, one of the great new acts emerging out of modern India, Carnatic beats, hip-hop, rapping in different languages, and they're here with me now. They've just come off the Charlie Gillett stage. A very warm welcome to you. And Vivek Rajgopalan, the leader of the band. How was it? How was this gig? Is this the first festival of its kind you've done here?
I have personally played at other festivals. But with Tadum, this is definitely the first and the biggest stage that we're playing.
Who is here with the group this time? Is it?
Is this me and the rappers? Lineup?
Yeah. And what languages are you rapping in then?
So we have Gujarati, Tamil, Hindi, Marathi, and Konakul.
And in the tradition of rap, are the words kind of political statements, social injustice? You know, shouting out about the wrongs of the world?
Not in a direct way. I mean, it's like saying, you know, there are two ways to scare people. One is to shout, and one is to just breathe behind their neck. It can be scary enough. So in the same way, we do a track called Dhwani, which talks about how the entire universe, has come out from this one sound. So indirectly, we're saying that, you know, why do we have borders? Why do we fight? What's this about race, being racist or color or whatever? You know, we all belong to this one sound. So let's just keep saying Tadum to each other.
And I mean, I know all you guys are young, but I mean, it's, especially in India, I mean, this is a new form of popular music in many ways. They listen to what the West has to offer in terms of rap and hip hop and whatever.
Right.
But in India, to be creating this, to be composing your own music, to be speaking in the different languages of India, that's a new thing. Is the younger generation kind of picking up on it? Are they participating in it?
Absolutely. I think there is a great sense of I would say that there's a great sense of pride in your own roots, where you belong. You know, you're no longer feeling shy about speaking in Gujarati or Marathi or Tamil. There is a sense of ownership to where you belong, and it's like they take it with a chip of a shoulder on their shoulder, and they're proud of it. They show it off, you know, which is a good thing. And with rap, they're able to also use a lot of slang which comes from the language. A lot of youngsters are able to relate to it. So although the culture may be inspired from the West, but I think we're making it Indian in every way.
This was a tongue twister. Check this out.
And you're pleased to
hear.
Tarikir do, tarikir do, tarikir do, tarikir do, tarikir do, tarikir do,
Nirman, Deyogan, Hebron, Dehgahan, and Gojavahan, Iswartan, take a delicate gun, take a chest of Taljan, they let you,
take a door, 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 take a door,
Tadum, the collective from India, leading the way for a whole new generation of Indian rap artists. You're listening to Lopa Katari here on Music Planet. Now, our classic artist tonight is a Congolese guitar legend whose music I've been listening to for more than 20 years, but never, ever thought I'd get to hear live, let alone to meet him. He is Mose Sesengo, also known as Mose Fanfan, and he passed away in May while recording in Kenya at the age of 73. Mose was one of the pioneers of Congolese soukous, making Congolese dance grooves even more danceable. He rose to prominence in the 60s, a golden period of music in Africa known as the Belle Époque, as many of the continent's nations gained independence from their colonial landlords. Well, he became part of Congo's music royalty, having started with Franco's tout puissant OK Jazz. He moved to London in the 80s and made it his home with his band. And in fact, his record label, Stearns, made it possible for the family to bring Mose's body back home from Kenya to London for burial. Now, I was so excited when Mose said that he would come and do a session for us on the program. That was back in August 2014. We spoke of many things, but one thing that I just had to find out while I was there with him was to say, Mose, how did you get your nickname? This is what he said.
Since I was young, my brother, my family started to call me Fanfan because Fanfan in French say that child. Like I was the child of the family. They prefer to call me Fanfan.
Fanfan. Well, see, what was it like in Congo in the 60s when you were growing up? I mean, for me, when I read about Congo, for me, there's always music.
The Congo, before the 60s, it was a country where music was alive. The Congolese musician was qualified in Africa like the professional musician. So music was very beautiful.
Africa, on fait la paix, pas la guerre. Africa, maintenant.
the Mama Africa. Oh yeah, Africa, I can't forget where I come from. Africa, my mother, will you listen to my son? I love you, Africa, this to you I belong, Africa. Ma jolie Africa, on fête ce soir jusqu'à l'aube. Oh yeah, Africa, on fait la paix, pas la guerre. Africa, matanga, ce soir c'est la cinquantenaire. Viva Africa, on va danser, on va chanter, Mama Africa.
Mose Fanfan, our classic artist on Music Planet tonight, who passed away in May, and that was Africa Moto from his 2012 album, Musica Telema. You're listening to Lopa Katari and Music Planet, coming to you live from WOMAD 2019. The headliner on the Saturday night on the open air stage was Salif Keita, and he was on fire.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Sal of Cater in great voice on the open air stage at WOMAD. You know, towards the end of his performance, he let a whole load of people from the audience come and join him on stage, and they danced with him. I mean, he was so gracious. He was having a ball for sure. And then there was just about a minute left till the end of his set. So what did he do? He walked up to the microphone, and just him, just his voice, he sang to the audience out there. What a legend. And a group that is all about just the voice is a band that we met back in October at WOMEX, San Salvador. And they were the perfect group, frankly, to close the Charlie Gillett stage on that Saturday night. This is a cappella music from Occitan in France, but with a force that borders on hyperventilation.
Oh, Thank you. The next song is about three soldiers who have drinking so much. And it's beginning with the moon, very strange moon in the sky. Very poetic.
Yeah.
Trezena capitani, capitani, capita, capita, trezena capitani, capitani, capita, capita, trezena capitani, capitani, capita, capita, trezena capitani.
Dove passa per chi ci mena? Shubhari Mai Re. Troppo capitani.
San Salvador singing with a lung capacity that beggars belief, ending our highlights from Charlton Park and WOMAD 2019. I'll be back next week with a session in the studio from Zimbabwean Mbira legend Stella Chiweshi. But stay with us right now for the Music Planet World Mix, our specially curated, uninterrupted sequence of music from right across the globe. This week, it includes tracks from Milton Nascimento and Bjork, music from Cyprus, Macedonia, and two very different Congolese artists. Beginning now with Staff Bender Balili, who played here at WOMAD 9 years ago, back in 2010. And this is from their album, Bouger le Monde, Move the World. The track is Kaluna, Gangs.
Papa na mama bakufa kala Papa loba elo pa moto kosimate Mwana yo katoli yo bima suki apeme Eya Natika la mwana etike Papa na mama bakufa kala Papa loba elo pa moto kosimate Mwana yo katoli yo bima suki apeme
Lokola na dosa kie amora kovi vremane mose.